This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business, brought to you by the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation, MDEC.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, a yoga studio with The Difference. Our body space encourages creative expression through art and a number of other classes and outlets as complements to their primary yoga and fitness regimes. Founder Elizabeth Bury and also Zarul Al-Bakri joins us to talk about yoga awareness in the country, the challenges of running the studio, as well as the reason for creating a multifaceted platform for members. So welcome to the show, Elizabeth and Zarul.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, what inspired you to start a boutique studio?
Well, it started organically, where I had been traveling and studying something else, sports massage therapy and myofascial release, and we had come back in 2013, right? And I wasn't really thinking about teaching Pilates at all, but there were a small group of ladies who were really looking for Pilates classes in Ampang. So we even though there's a lot of studios around the KL, yoga studios around the KL area, there really wasn't much Pilates studios, so they asked me to teach, and I was teaching three times a week, and that group of four ladies started to grow very, very quickly, and then they asked if they had any, if I had any yoga connections to bring in some yoga classes, and so I did, and it kind of went from there on its own.
Yeah, and then you met Zarul, I guess, and then that's how you collaborated.
Well, no, we met in 2011. He was my client.
I walked into a Pilates studio, and then after that, my whole life changed.
Yes.
So basically, how our body space started out is because you have a demand and you know people want your classes.
Yes.
And then you set up a studio, because the same thing. I was wondering, there's so many studios around and you'd be competing with one another.
Yeah. Mm. Again, like I said, who was the one who was doing research? That there's what, 500 studios?
It's quite a lot of studios.
There's around 500 yoga studios in the Klang Valley. Wow. 500. But Pilates is still a very niche market. Okay. There is not as many. I can very easily say there's more than 10, maybe about 20 studios alone.
Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between yoga and Pilates?
So yoga is more about flexibility, obviously, and it's been around for, I guess, 5,000 years or so. And it's very... it's very much about breath, and it's also very much about spirituality and philosophy. We don't really get that very much in KL. We only see the physical aspects of yoga, but there is a lot more of a spiritual sense in yoga. And Pilates, it's more like rehab. We work on the core muscles. We work very closely with physiotherapists and chiropractors and osteopaths. Yes, there are some flexibility exercises, but it's more about strengthening the body.
Mm. Pilates also has these amazing machines. So normally when you think about yoga, you'll probably have this image of a person on a mat.
Yeah.
Doing yoga. Pilates does have mat Pilates. But when I was first introduced to Pilates is when we met. I had a polio when I was a lot younger. Mm-hmm. So I've always had some challenge to do with walking and things, and I've always been looking for you know, therapy. And oddly enough, after many, many years, I walk into Pilates studio and I discover these machines, which I booked up for about 20 sessions. I found them really, really useful. Mm-hmm. And so that's the one aspect of Pilates that not many people know.
Yeah.
Essentially, because a lot of people think about Pilates on mats. We have machines as well in the studio, which I think are amazing. They're basically spring-based. They don't look like anything you've seen in the gym. But I have to say, it's been a while now. I'm a big endorser of Pilates machines. Yes.
Yeah, so I know Elizabeth here, you're the expert in Pilates. Zarul, you're here for expert in the yoga, because you've been doing it for a long time. But how did you first, you know, embarked on the journey?
Well, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I've always had weak legs because of the polio. And after many years of finding different therapies and all kinds of stuff, I discovered, you know, this yoga is actually just nice. Mm-hmm. It's just nice for what I need to do. Swimming was good as well, but the thing is, you got to look for a pool. So
it's not easy in Malaysia.
Yeah, so that's always been around in my life. My background is in film. So about three, four years ago, I made a movie. It's called Spilled Gravy on Rice, which unfortunately our dear government is not allowing us to see. I'm still negotiating though very nicely with them. So when this happened, I decided that I needed to get very proactive. So rather than sit and just complain, I felt I needed to look at some other business. And it needed to be something that obviously was close to me. And I'd already met Elizabeth. And I thought, you know, why not?
Mm.
Why don't we look into this area? Because I'm... and I switched into... You know, I did teacher's training. I've done fly high yoga training. And then I got very interested in remedial work. You know, people with challenges. How to teach yoga. You know, you don't have to be what you might say, perfect body. Because there's... Some part of the business seems to have that aspect of it,
yeah.
Where you just need to have that perfect whatever, and actually that's not it. So I've been delving in that for the last few years now, just working with props, accessories, things that can anybody can do yoga basically. Tell us
more about this remedial classes. So when you say you work with people with challenges, so what exactly you're trying to help them?
Well, I'm in that direction. Hmm. So I haven't got like a huge client base of that, but the direction I've been taking whenever I'm at teacher's training, and recently I went for fly high yoga training, which a lot of people think that's more like the acro yoga, the acrobatic stuff. There is a mindset that goes that way, but actually the use of belts is actually a really good accessory. Certain people that have a problem standing, for example, the belt can be an aid for you to stand and get into certain asanas that you normally might not be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is achievable. I haven't got a full class going yet, but very much that's my direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. That's pretty much where I'm going with the yoga.
All right. So what are the classes available at Our Body Space? So I know there's definitely yoga, definitely Pilates.
Yes, we have Tai Chi classes and women's yoga for now. Women's yoga used to be prenatal yoga until all the mothers gave birth and then kind of ran out.
Now we got baby yoga.
Yeah.
The babies come for yoga.
Yeah, so, and I think that's really it. We're various types of yoga and Pilates and Tai Chi classes. And then, of course, the art classes as well.
Mm.
And we also are... very slowly beginning in offering workshops and courses.
Mm-hmm.
So far in the past 6 months, we've had birth talks and baby massage. Yeah, it's more on natural childbirth.
Oh, okay.
Because our prenatal yoga teacher is a doula. And so, and midwife and all that. So that's her passion. So she's been creating events on that. So we're looking to expand more on workshops and talks.
Mm.
Yeah, the vision is really about having a school, actually. You know, where you can come and learn.
Yeah, where people, it doesn't matter whether it be Pilates or yoga, but people learn more than just actually doing the classes.
Mm.
They take home something a lot more valuable and substantial.
But I think the interesting point about Our Body Space is that you also have this multifaceted platform because you do teach art as well as live music during yoga sessions. And that's pretty interesting on why you're delving into the creative side of our minds too. So we'll find out more after this on why you're doing this with Elizabeth Bury and also Zarul Al-Bakri. They are the founders of Our Body Space. So stay with us. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bankers, financiers and moneymakers, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, you're listening to Open for Business and we have Elizabeth Bury and also Zarul Al-Bakri, founders of Our Body Space. We've been talking about the classes available at the studio where they offer yoga, Pilates, other forms of exercise like Tai Chi. But what's interesting is that they have art class in a yoga studio. And how did that come about?
Well, I met Komel, who's in Kuala Lumpur, and originally the discussions with Komel was basically to do storyboards and film posters, which is about over a year ago. But since most of my film work has gone on hold, I really wasn't sure what to do, and it just turns out that he's a very passionate teacher. He wanted to teach. He's a talented illustrator. And so we just shifted into starting, we have a meetup.
Yeah, we got him on meetup.com. We started off actually advertising in just the classes, and we had our Facebook page and our ads, and that didn't really work out. Somehow or other, meetup.com, when we made it as just first in the beginning, free meetups where they could have free classes and try him out. And eventually it started off with one person. After six months of pushing it out there, we had one person, then two, then three. And so now he's got a core group of 6 to 8.
Okay.
And they do interesting things. They go to the waterfalls. They do arts outside, not just inside the
studio.
And
this is weekly, right? Every Sunday?
Every Sunday, 3 to 5. But they can push it 3 to 6. They're quite passionate, these artists.
Okay. And he's been also painting as well, his own work. So we are hoping to have an exhibition of his work by the end of the year.
Yeah, if you come to the studio, he's taken like a huge wall by the side of our body space,
mural.
And he's made a mural of his artwork.
Mm. And also, there's a music element to our body space too.
Well,
I
actually enjoy playing music, and I usually will be at a club somewhere, a pub, wherever there's musicians, and usually I jam. And I used to play with Isaac Entry. Because the last time I was here, I actually had an interview with Isaac Entry back then. But since we moved into the studio, obviously the late nights start to become a problem. So I found that there's less music going on. Because, you know, not going out at night, they don't go, you know.
Mm.
So I started to notice that, for example, when Liz would come to class, she'd put on music. And other teachers do the same as well. Not all of them. Some people don't like music. But I would say there's a fair amount of music going on in class, which is always just put on. So I don't know how it started, but
I think that was. We started having free meditation. Meditation is actually a huge part of what we do as well. Like I mentioned before, with yoga in KL, it's still a very physical aspect. You do the exercises, but they don't talk about philosophy and they don't talk about meditation, which is so important in the city right now, just to be able to calm the mind, focus, concentrate, breathe a little bit better. So we were offering free meditation sessions before the yoga classes every Monday and Wednesday at 6:30. And they were both silent meditation, but it was starting to get a little bit boring, especially for beginners who've never done meditation before. People are afraid of the silence. So I think that's when we came up with the idea of actually having live music with it.
Coincidentally, yeah, that's it. Komel, our artist, happens to be also a musician.
Right.
And he happened to have in possession an Iranian sitar.
It's very cool.
Right.
Very cool.
So convenient.
Yes.
On my side, for some strange reason, for many, many years, I've been collecting Native American spirit flutes. And I've had no idea why I've been collecting these flutes.
You play them, though?
Yes, yeah. In fact, they're the easiest flutes to play. They're really good. They're beautiful healing flutes. But anyhow, I've always had my flutes around, but I've never been able to actually do anything with them.
Okay, so if people want to watch you and Komel to play live, just go there Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, the silent meditations on Monday and the music meditations every Wednesday for free.
So there's I guess, yoga, Pilates, which is a physical health. We have the philosophy. You have painting art and you have music elements. I mean, what would you describe the concept of, you know, your studio having this three thing? Like, it's something fairly new, right?
Our body space.
Right.
I mean, anything to do with your senses, your body.
The body, mind, soul. Yeah. You know, that it's not just physical. We want to be able to open up and touch the mental and the emotional as well.
Mm. But in running this as a business, you know, you want people to constantly walk into your studio to sustain, you know, our body space as well. So what are the efforts that you're currently putting in to make sure that there's enough, you know, footsteps into your studio?
We are everywhere all the time, I feel. Obviously, we've done a lot of all the social media stuff, so Facebook ads, AdSense, AdWords, all the Instagram, Twitter. Then we're in all bazaars as well, just putting ourselves out there. But to be honest, how it started in the beginning was very much referral, and I think that's been the best. The word of mouth has been the best promotion.
Okay.
After the first year, yes, I'd say that's been keeping us going. Yep. And enough for us now to be looking at the second year. And, you know, I mean, there's obviously, we need to always change with the times and adapt to certain things that are going on around us. But the feeling is very positive that, you know, to move forward in a positive way. And keep what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still trying to get the word around to the neighborhood, for example, and let people know.
Yeah, so like you're very, you know, concentrating on the neighborhood in Ampang.
Yeah.
But then you also have this thing called Core Bodywork, where you get people traveling from like Jakarta just to see you. What's Core Bodywork?
So Core Bodywork is another kind of myofascia release. I'll explain what myofascia is. Because I think people go, what? I've had somebody actually go, oh, you do facials. And I'm like, no. it's not the same. So fascia is the skin around the muscle. It is not massage at all. It's more closely related to maybe osteopathy, acupressure, and physiotherapy. It's more of that. It's basically manual manipulation. So what I do is I help people breathe better. I help people align their bodies, and I deal with all kinds of symptoms. A majority of them is lower back and neck issues, obviously, because that's just the way we live now, sitting on our desks and always in front of our devices. But I also work with people with anxiety and depression as well, just getting them to open up their lungs and their diaphragm. Because the idea is if you get people to breathe deeper, get more oxygen in the body, they tend to be a lot happier. And my work, Core Body Work, I'm the only one in Asia who does it right now. I can give you other kinds of myofascia release therapists. Dorn, I think I heard an interview with...
terms.
Yeah, there was an interview on BFM probably a couple of weeks ago on this lady who does that. And Rolfers, physiotherapists, like I said, osteopaths, they're still under myofascia release. But Core Body Work, I am the only one who does it. So, and it's pretty effective. It's pretty effective. My mentor is in the States, so he's very well known in the States and in the UK. He's been traveling to the UK for 10 years to do his work, and that's where I met him. And so in the future, tentatively, end of May, we're bringing my mentor here, and we'd like to see if we can spread the technique throughout Asia.
Okay, so then you have to tell people that, you know, hey, we have this Core Bodywork. It's myofascia.
Really?
I call it. I'm the layperson. I call it. It's body healing and pain relief.
I see.
And anybody who's having any body issues. Come over and meet this healer. She's very good.
Yeah, it's hard to explain it to people, for sure. Already the jargon is already way out there. So when I came back from the UK after studying with him in 2013, for the past 2 years, it was purely just getting out there, getting my clients and saying, hey, I do this thing that's not really massage, but would you like to try? And so it's actually been a tester for the past 2 years to see whether the locals and the people actually accept it or not. And it's been received very, very well.
Case.
You know, you always hear people say about business, about you do something that is bothering you, you know, something you don't have, or I need something. Like for me, it's you know, when I was invited to be a body during her workshops, which was a few years ago, I was invited, her mentors there. I actually thought at the time, look, I'm done with all this massage, I've done everything, I don't, you know, don't really need it, but never mind, I'll turn
just
up.
Just to support.
Because I've always had body issues, aches, pains, you know, just due, you know, due to my condition. And when I sat in for the session, it just totally blew my mind, because I've never experienced that kind of therapy, that kind of massage. It's very, very different. And I did get a lot of relief.
Okay.
So
I think people can look out for your mentor that's coming in May, tentatively.
Yes, tentatively May.
Yeah, no,
something like May, June.
And besides that, like, what are your plans, your future plans, expansion plans for our body space?
Yeah, we are aiming to make it into a school. So it's not like we mentioned. So the workshops are a good start. The easy one, obviously the classes are the easiest to sell, as something that people are familiar with. So doing more workshops and talks on yoga, or Pilates, or whatever it is, Tai Chi, whatever. And
whatever that feeds your soul.
Yeah, whatever that feeds your soul. Art workshops, who knows? right? We're
hanging upside down on belts.
Yes,
on the
that would be his thing. But we want to keep that open and move forward into making a school that not only people are there to learn, but also at the same time, I will be planning to train people in core body work, so I'm not the only one.
I mean, as a business partner, I mean, it's quite interesting because for me, it's like, you see, there's only one Elizabeth, right? And she can only cope with what she can do.
Yeah,
so the idea is, how are we going to replicate a few more, and which is, comes with training and you know, getting people.
So it makes sense to start a school.
Yes. So we have more.
I can't do this by myself anymore. And it's been quite lonely actually the past two to three years now. This is the third year now, just to be the only one doing it. I want it to grow. I want more people like me.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Zarol Al-Bakri and Elizabeth Bury. They are the founders of Our Body Space and located in Ampang. If people want to find more information, they can visit.
Yeah, www.ourbodyspace.com or find us in all the social medias at Our Body Space.
Okay.
And we're in Pasiran Ampang Hili, which is a very short route.
Okay. And you've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening. Open for Business is brought to you by the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation. MDEC, championing Malaysia's digital economy. Find more great episodes over at bfm.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.